Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for Tuesday, the Shabbat day, the 25th of April, 2017. So Shalom Shabbat, according to the Enoch solar calendar that we use here at EFR. Some of us, at least. Don't want to get into that. We're in the book of Daniel, which is a very complicated book. I'm going slow. I'm not going to try to rush it because there are so many things that need to be commented on. To do it justice requires a slow process. I'm just going to say that because it's so. A lot of this is in Aramaic. And it is different. The King James has really tampered with the word order in a lot of passages. So I don't have this computerized yet. So I'm reading out of my old battered King James with copious notes. Which I will replace at some time in the future, but right now it's critical to get these word orders. So if I have to pause a little bit to get things straight, I'm reading out of a book with small print. So let's get started in chapter 3. And in chapter 3, you can reference the whole chapter, 4th Maccabees, chapter 13, verse 9, and chapter 16, verse 21. This is the time of Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel is a captive there, a captive of Yehuda. He, in the last chapter, interpreted a dream and was placed in high station in the kingdom of Babel. Now, you remember that Yahweh is using Nebuchadnezzar to punish Israel. He was a pagan king, okay? So he's going to be given power in order to accomplish Yahweh's purpose. Later on, Babel would be destroyed by Koresh, king of Persia. That's Cyrus in the King James. But a lot of things are in the King James. So let's get started in chapter 3, verse 1. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image, 6755, of gold, whose height was 60 cubits. That's 60 cubits. And the width of it was 6 cubits, and he set it up in the plain of Dura, 1757, in the province of Babel. Verse 2, Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent to gather together the satraps, 324, the prefects, 5460, and the governors, 6347, the judges, 148, the treasurers, 1411, the counselors, 1884, the sheriffs, 8614, and all the officials, 7984, of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Now, all of this is in Aramaic. That's why I gave the numbers. They are different than Hebrew. Verse 3. Then the satraps, the prefects, the governors, the judges, the treasurers, 1411, the counselors, 1884, the sheriffs, and all the officials, 7984, of the provinces were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Okay, they had all these pagans there. They were going to worship whatever the king said to worship. Okay, verse 4. Then a herald cried with power, "To you it is commanded, O people, nations," 534, or 524, pardon me, "and languages," 3961, because he ruled over all kinds of people. He had conquered the whole land, basically. Verse 5, "that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet," 7162, "the flute," 4953, "the harp," 7030, "the shachbut," whatever the shachbut is, 5443, "psaltery," 6460, "dulcimer," 5481, "and all kinds of music, you fall down to do homage to the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar, the king, had set up." In other words, prostrate yourself. Verse 6, "and whoso falleth not down to do homage to shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace." Here we go, the burning fiery furnace. Verse 7, "therefore at that time when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, shachbut, psaltery, and all kinds of music, fell down all the people, the nations, and the languages, and did homage to the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up." Verse 8, "wherefore at that time," 2166, "men of Kasdai," those were the class of magician, of the Magi, "came near and accused the men of Yahudah." Okay, those are the men of Judah, not Jews. It's got Jews in the King James. That is wrong. It is 1768. They have it as Yehudah, but it is in fact Yahudah. those who praise Yah. Okay. Of the tribe of Yahudah, who were in captive. That's Judah in your King James. Verse 9. They spoke and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. That's a royal greeting. Verse 10. Thou, O king, has made a decree, 2942, that every mortal, 606, that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, shall fall down and do homage to the golden image. Verse 11. And whoso falleth not down and do homage, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Okay, verse 12. There's the accusation by these creeps. They're going to get theirs. Just be patient. There are men of Yahudah, that's Judah, whom thou hast appointed over the administration of the province of Babel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not shown proper deference to thee. They serve not thy Elah, those are gods, that's in Aramaic, nor do homage to the golden image which thou hast set up. Get a drink of water. Okay. Verse 13. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage, 7266, and fury, 2528, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not ye serve my Elah, that's his gods, nor do homage to the golden image which I have set up? Verse 15. Now if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and do homage to the image which I have made. But if you do homage not, you shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that Elah, that's 426, that God, that shall deliver you out of my hands? Very arrogant in his power. He's commanding Israelites of the tribe of Yahudah to worship foreign gods. These three men were Yahweh worshipers. Verse 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not in need of an answer to thee in this affair. Verse 17, if it be so, our Elahana, that's in the Aramaic, that's 426 again, Elahana, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. Verse 18, but if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy Elah, his God. We will not serve your gods, nor do homage to the golden image, nor do homage to the golden image which thou hast set up, we will not. Verse 19. And verses 19 through 30 here in chapter 3 reference 4th Maccabees, chapter 16, verse 3. Verse 19. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury. He was a great king over all these lands, and nobody said no to him. Okay, he just went off. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his facial expression, that's 600 in the Aramaic, facial expression, was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In other words, he looked kindly on them before, but now, not so. Therefore he spoke and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1 7 times more than it was observed to be heated. And the most mighty men that were in his army, he commanded to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. All right, the words order in verse 20 has been changed in the King James Version, anglicized. I have corrected it here. And the most mighty men, most mighty is a compilation of two words, both meaning mighty, for emphatic usage. Most mighty is 1401 in the Aramaic and 2429 in the Aramaic, back to back. Okay? Verse 21, then these men were bound in their coats and their patashehon. We don't know what that is. That's an unknown word, and it's 6361. And their caps, 3737, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Verse 22 and verse 27 here, you can reference 3rd Maccabees chapter 6, verse 6. Therefore, because the king commandment was urgent and the furnace exceedingly, 3493, hot, those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the flame of the fire slew. Now, the word order was changed in the King James here, and I have corrected it. Verse 23, and these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down into the midst of the fiery, the fiery and burning furnace, bound. I corrected the word order in that. These three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down into the midst of the fiery and burning furnace, bound. Okay, bound is their description of their state. They were bound up. Verse 24. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, 8:4-9, and rose up in haste, and spoke, and said unto his counselors, that's 1907, did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. Now, here's a verse you need to pay attention to. Verse 25, he answered and said, behold, I see four men loose, 8:2-7:1, in other words, not bound, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, 2:2-5:7. And the appearance, 7:2-9:9, of the fourth, 7:2-4:4, is like an angelic creature. Angelic creature, okay? Son of God, here is an angelic creature. In Aramaic, it is Bar Elohim, son of a divine one. In other words, a son of an angelic creature. This is what it says in the Aramaic. It's Bar Elohim. E-L-A-H-I-Y-N. Different spelling than Hebrew. And bar instead of ben. It's Aramaic. It's like different spelling. The fourth man, well, it tells you the fourth was in verse 28. We'll get to that. It's an angelic creature. Verse 26. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the door of the burning fiery furnace and spoke and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High Allah, that's God, come forth and come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth from the midst of the fire. Now, verse 27. They've changed the word order, so I'm gonna give it to you how it's written, not how the King James have it. And being gathered together, the satraps, prefects, and governors, and the king's counselor saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was a hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, in other words, burned up, no charring on the coats, nor the smell of the fire had passed on to them. Verse 28. Then spoke Nebuchadnezzar and said, blessed be the Allah, that's God, 4:26, of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent 7972, his messenger, 4398, and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word, and given their bodies that they might not serve nor do homage to any Allah except their own Allah. It's a messenger of Yahweh, which is in context with verse 25, son of Allah, being divine being, son of a divine being. Remember, in Job, the sons of God were gathered together. Sons, the angels. Okay, that's what this was. And it says angel in the King James, but it's messenger. It's 4398, comparable to 4397 in the Hebrew. It's messenger. Angel is a church term. They made up a description. It's not in the scriptures. Verse 29. Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss, that shalu, 7955 in the Aramaic, against the Elah of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made like a dunghill, because there is no other Elah that can deliver after this sort. Now, he's not a Yahweh worshiper. He's using the word for divine being in Aramaic, Elah, E-L-A-H-H. Verse 30, then the king caused to prosper Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babel. Okay, now right here in verse 31, this is a continuation of chapter 3 in the Aramaic. It would be 4:1 in your King James. They have changed the verse numbers and stuff to suit. Well, I'm giving you what's in the scriptures, not what's in the King James Version. So this would be verse 1 of chapter 4, but it is verse 31 in the Hebrew scriptures. Nebuchadnezzar the king, unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the land, not earth, land. Not the whole global planet, the land. The known land that was inhabited, that he ruled over to. He ruled over. Because he didn't rule over the entire world. Peace be multiplied unto you. Verse 32, or verse 2 in chapter 4 in the King James. The signs and wonders that the high Allah has wrought toward me, it was pleasing before me to declare. This is verse 33. But it would be verse 3 in chapter 4 in your King James. How great are his signs, and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. Bada bing, bada boom. Now we're going to get into chapter 4 in the Hebrew text, okay? It's a pretty good sized chapter. I'm probably just going to get 3 and 4 done today because of all the commentary. That's how it is. I may have to take a number of days to do this. It's going slow because I'm deliberately giving you all the information, all the little tidbits. I'm not holding anything back at all in this series on Daniel. Picky. That's what it needs to be. You have to give respect to the scriptures. And you don't just gloss over them in a hurry. There's no time frame that I have to rush. I said I would give you all of it, and by golly, I'm going to do it. I'm going to give it all. Verse 1 of chapter 4 in the Hebrew or Aramaic, but it would be verse 4 in the King James. You'll have to keep up here. Nebuchadnezzar was at ease in his house and flourishing. Nebuchadnezzar was at ease in my house, is what it says, and flourishing in my palace. This is another dream. Verse 2. Would be verse 5 in the English. I saw a dream which made me afraid. 1763 made me afraid. And the thoughts upon my bed and the visions of my head terrified me. 927. Verse 6 in the English. Therefore made I a decree to bring in all the wise men of Babel before me, that they might make known unto me the interpretation of the dream. Verse 4 in Hebrew, 7 in English. Then came in all the magicians, the conjurers, the Kasdai, that's a class of the Magi, and the soothsayers, and I told the dream before them, but they did not make known unto me the interpretation of it. Verse 5 or 8 in English. But at the last, Daniel came in before me, whose name was Belteshazzar, according to the name of my Elohi, my God. That's the tense in Aramaic of my God. It is different in the Hebrew. And in whom is the spirit of the holy Elohim, the holy gods. That's plural in Aramaic. And before him I told the dream, saying, verse 6 or 9 in the English, O Belteshazzar, chief of the magicians. See, he's still pagan. He doesn't get it that Daniel is not a magician. He's blessed of Yahweh. But he doesn't get that. Because I know that the spirit of the holy Elohim in thee, and no secret baffles thee. 598. Tell me the visions of my dream that I have seen and the interpretation thereof. Verse 7 or 10 in English. Thus were the visions of mine head and my bed. I saw, and behold, a tree, 3:6:3, in the midst of the land. Again, not earth, land. And the height thereof was great. Verse 8 or 11 in English. The tree grew large and was strong, and the height thereof reached unto the sky. Not heaven, the sky. Heaven is a church term. And the sight thereof to the end of all the land. Verse 9 in the Hebrew, 12 in English. The leaves thereof were fair. In other words, they looked good. And the fruit thereof much. And in it was food for all the beasts. Food for all. Excuse me. I misread that. This is another changed verse. Under it had shade the beasts of the field. It's different in the King James. They anglicized it. And in the boughs of it, the boughs, the fowls of the heaven, the sky, 8:06:5, dwelled. And was fed of it all flesh. There's verse 10 in the Hebrew and 13 in the English. I saw in the visions of my head upon my bed, and behold, a wakeful one. 5:8:9:4. They changed that to King James. A holy one, 6:9:2:2. That is the divine being, descended, 5:1:8:2, from the sky. Verse 11 in the Aramaic and Hebrew. 14 in the English. He cried with power, 2:4:2:9, with power, and said thus, hew down, 14:14, the tree, and cut off his branches, strip off his leaves, and scatter his fruit. Let the beasts flee from under it, and the fowls from his branches. Verse 12 in the Hebrew, 15 in English. Nevertheless, leave the stump of his roots in the ground, even with a band of iron and bronze. In the tender grass, 1883, of the field, and let it be wet, 6:6:4:7, with the dew of the sky, and let his portion be with the beasts in the grass of the ground. Again, they have earth in the King James. It is not earth, it is ground, 7:7:2. Verse 13, 16 in the English. Let his heart beat changed from mortals, and let a beast's mind, 3:8:2:5, because the heart was the center of thought, and it's literally heart, but it's translated as mind, be given unto him, and let seven times, 5:7:3:2, pass over him. verse 14 in the Hebrew, 17 in the English, this matter by the decree of wakeful ones, 5894, that's Irin, I-Y-R-I-Y-N, those divine beings, and the affair by the word of the Holy One, 6922, again divine beings, for the cause that the living may know that the Most High, 5943, Ile, rules in the kingdom of mortals, 606, and gives it to whomsoever he will, and sets up over it the lowliest, 8215, mortals. Remember, Nebuchadnezzar was being used by Yahweh as a tool for punishment for Israel. And that's all he was. Verse 15, or 18 in the English. This dream I, King Nebuchadnezzar, have seen. Now thou, O Belteshazzar, declare the interpretation thereof, for as much as all the wise men of my kingdom are not able to make known unto me the interpretation, but thou art able, for the spirit of the holy Allah, plural, is in thee, holy gods. Remember, he's a pagan, multiple gods. He just doesn't get it. He doesn't know that he's being used by Yahweh. He hasn't got that figured out. That was not revealed to him. Verse 16 in the Hebrew, 19 in the English. Then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was astonished, 8075, for 1 hour, 8160. And his thoughts, 7476, terrified him, 927. The king spoke and said, Belteshazzar, let not the dream or the interpretation thereof trouble thee. Belteshazzar answered and said, my lord, 4756, that's a title, the dream is to them that hate thee. 8131, comparable with the Hebrew, 8130. This is Aramaic. And the interpretation thereof to thy enemies, 6146. Verse 17, or 20 in the English. The tree that thou saw, which grew large and was strong, whose height reached unto the sky, and the sight thereof to all the land, verse 18 or 21, whose leaves were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was food for all, under which the beast of the field dwelled, and upon whose branches the fowls of the sky dwelled. Verse 19, or verse 22 in the English, it is thou, O king, that art grown large and become strong, for thy greatness is grown and reaches under the sky, and thy dominion, 7985, to the ends of the land, not earth again, land, 772, verse 20 or 23 in English, and whereas the king saw a wakeful one, 5894 again, a holy one, 6922, descending from the sky and saying, hew the tree down and destroy it, yet leave the stump of the roots thereof in the ground, even with a band of iron and bronze, in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beast of the field, till seven times, 5, 7, 3, 2, pass over him. Verse 21 or 24 in the English. This is the interpretation, O king, and this is the decree of the Most High, that's Eli, 5, 9, 4, 3, which is come upon my lord the king. Verse 22 or 25 in English. That they shall drive thee from mortals, 606, not men, mortals. And thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and they shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and they shall wet thee with the dew of the sky, and seven times, 5, 7, 3, 2, shall pass over thee, till you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men, mortals. Mortal men, 606, and gives it to whomsoever he will. In other words, the only reason you're the king is because he made you king. Verse 23 or 26. And whereas they commanded to leave the stump of the tree roots, thy kingdom shall be enduring, 7011, unto thee, after that thou shalt have known that the heavens, 8065, the sky, do rule. In other words, the rule is in the sky with Yahweh. Verse 24 or 27 in English. Wherefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy sins, 2408, by righteousness, 6665, that's Aramaic, comparable to 6666 in Hebrew. And thy iniquities, 5758, by showing favor, 2604, to the poor, 6033. And verse 27, you can reference in your Apocrypha, Tobit, chapter 12, verse 9, and Sirach, chapter 3, verse 30, verse 25 or 28 in English. All this came upon the king Nebuchadnezzar. Verse 26 or 29 in the English. At the end of 12 months, he walked. At the end of 12 months in the palace of the kingdom of Babel, he walked. They changed the word order in that, and I've corrected it. I just missed that note. Verse 27 or 30 in the English. The king spoke and said, is not this great Babel that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? Verse 28 or 31 in English. While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from the sky saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is passed away, 5709, from thee. Verse 29 or 32 in the English. And they shall drive thee from mortals, and thy dwelling shall be with the beast of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee, until you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of mortals, and gives it to whomsoever he will. Verse 30 or verse 33 in the Hebrew, the same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from mortals and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of the sky till his hairs were grown large like eagle feathers and his fingernails like birds' claws. Boy, oh boy. I've got a few more. I got less than 10 minutes, but I can finish this chapter. Praise Yahweh. Verse 31 or 34 in the English. At the end of the days, 31:18, I, Nebuchadnezzar, mine eyes unto the sky I lifted up. I've changed the word order to correct it. It's wrong in the King James. They played with it. They anglicized it. And my understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that lives forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. And verse 31, you can reference Sirach, chapter 18, verse 1. Verse 32, or 35 in English. And all the inhabitants of the land are counted, 3804, as nothing, 3809. And he does according to his will in the army of the sky and among the inhabitants of the land, and none can hinder, 4223, his hand, or say unto him, what doest thou? In other words, what are you doing? You don't ask Yahweh that. He's going to do what he wants. All right. Verse 33 in the Hebrew, or 36 in the English. At the same time my reason returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom my honor and splendor returned unto me. And my counselors and my nobles sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added upon me. Because he now praised the Most High. He understood that he was not this mighty king by his own hand. Verse 34 or 37 in the English. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of the sky. That would be Yahweh. And all whose works are truth and his ways of life. That's 735, path in the Hebrew. Judgment. And those that walk in pride. 1467, he is able to humble. 8214. Speaking of himself, the great king got humbled. Oh my. Imagine that. Well, we've got 3 and 4 done today. Looks like with all of this, I'm only going to be able to do probably 2 chapters a day, because there is just so much here. You have to understand how many years I spent working on all of this. There's 12 chapters in Daniel. So I got 3 and 4 done today. Tomorrow I'm going to start on chapter 5. When I am finished with Daniel, I will begin a new schedule. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, we'll begin the reruns starting in the book of Genesis, because there are so many new listeners that have missed that from the beginning of the series. So I'm going to do Tuesdays and Thursdays on reruns, which will give me more time to type out all this scripture. It will give me more time to prepare for my sermon show on Thursday evening at 9 o'clock for wake-up call. Now, all my wake-up call shows are archived on www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. I thank Brother Hebert for that. EFR is changing its archive system. We have a new system. I'm going to be working with it also to archive a lot of shows that haven't been archived. So that's what the extra time is going to do for me, to play catch up. It takes an awful lot of work to do these shows. I thank all my listeners out there. And if you would care to support us at EFR, because server time is not free. We all volunteer our time to do this stuff. Nobody gets paid. Please, if you have some extra shekels, donate to EFR. It's all cool to listen, but we get very, very little help. Okay? Bless us with a few shekels. It doesn't have to be a huge fortune, but anything is appreciated to help pay our expenses. This is an all-volunteer station, but the station itself has monetary needs. There's no Cadillacs or padded pews or great cathedrals, but we do have to pay for server time and maintenance on equipment. That's just a fact of the real world, folks. So help us out if you can. Coming down the end of the hour here, we're going to get into chapter 5, which is the handwriting on the wall. Different king in chapter 5, not Nebuchadnezzar. Belshazzar. Okay? Different king. So, all new. I'll be doing that tomorrow on the 26th. Hang in there, folks. I know Daniel is going slow because it is such an important book. There are many, 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 many studies on Daniel to choose from. You can read a bunch of them. You can look them up and decide all the meanings of this yourself. The times and times and a half time and all of that. I'm not going to try to explain that, because of the multiple interpretations out there. I don't want to pick one and then maybe be wrong. So it's time to go. I will play our wonderful Onward Christian Soldiers here. And may Yahweh bless and keep you. Shalom Aleichem until tomorrow.
Onward Christian Soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the Royal Master, leads against the foe.